Radio Prague News.
Two Czechs held in Greece on spying charges are set to be released on bail. The Civic Democrats have endorsed government colleague Karel Schwarzenberg in round two of the Czech presidential election. And Miloš Zeman's team plan to show young people a different Schwarzenberg in an internet campaign. Two Czechs held in Greece on spying charges are set to be released on bail, a spokesperson for the Czech Ministry of Foreign Affairs said on Tuesday. Martin Pezlar and Ivan Buchta, who were arrested in September, are computer games developers. They maintain that they were only taking photographs near a Greek military base as part of work on a new project. Their lawyer said they should be released on bail in a couple of days, when they would be able to return to the Czech Republic. The Greek Prime Minister Antonis Samaras informed Czech leader Petr Nečas of the decision. The Civic Democrats have endorsed Karel Schwarzenberg, chairman of the party's coalition partner TOP09, in the second round of an election to succeed Václav Klaus as president that takes place at the end of next week. The Civic Democrats' own candidate, Přemysl Sobotka, came second last in the nine-candidate first round at the weekend. He had already given his backing to Foreign Minister Schwarzenberg, who faces left-wing former Prime Minister Miloš Zeman in the runoff to become the third president of the Czech Republic. Mr. Zeman's campaign team plan to devote more attention to reaching voters on internet social networking sites. His success in targeting users of such sites is seen as one reason Mr. Schwarzenberg managed to come first in the first round, at the expense of longtime opinion poll leader Jan Fischer. A spokesperson for Mr. Zeman's team told the news website Novinky.cz that they wanted to show young people a different Schwarzenberg and to highlight his part in increases in the prices of food and medicines and support for university fees. An evening of free concerts will be held in support of Mr. Schwarzenberg on January 20th under the name Sunday Night with Karel. The events will be held in Prague and six other towns and cities and will feature several quite well-known musicians. The candidate appeared on stage in a show in Prague a few days before round one, during a concert that attracted a number of big showbiz names. The state attorney has decided to lodge a more serious charge against influential businessman Roman Janošek, Czech radio reported. He was arrested last year after, in a state of apparent inebriation, knocking down another driver and speeding away. No details about the requalification of the charge have been given, though Czech radio said it appeared likely to be attempted murder. That's because the case has been handed to the Prague Municipal State Attorney's Office, which handles particularly serious crimes. 16 Czechs have received wireless pacemakers. The head of the cardiology department of Prague's Nahamalsa Hospital, Professor Petr Neužil, said on Tuesday. The patients are the first people in the world to have been fitted with the revolutionary new US-developed leadless cardiac pacemaker technology, said the professor, who carried out the operations in conjunction with American experts. The devices contain a battery and a pacemaker in one and are implanted directly into the heart. The weather, it should be cloudy with some snow or rain in the coming days. Temperatures are expected to reach a maximum of 0 degrees Celsius. My name is Ian Willoughby. You'll find more stories at radio.cz. But for now, that's the end of the news.
You're listening to Radio Prague, the international service of Czech Radio. My name is Jan Richter. Coming up in today's program, what impact will the presidential election have on the major Czech political parties? Then people in one of the metropolitan districts reject an overpriced town hall in a local referendum. And later in this week's In Focus, we look into philanthropy in the Czech Republic and how it's been affected by the economic downturn. All that and more.